This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Ever since the federal health insurance exchanges went online October 1st, we've been hearing a lot about the frustrations the website is causing consumers. But they aren't the only ones who are frustrated. Private companies that sell health insurance on the internet are also discouraged. Websites like ehealthinsurance.com were planning to start selling new subsidized Obamacare policies when the exchanges opened. But those companies still aren't able to sell those policies to their customers. Eric Whitney reports on what it means for online health insurance brokers to be stuck on hold.
eHealthInsurance.com has been selling health coverage online since 1999. Then, when the Affordable Care Act passed and the federal government said it was going to open online insurance shopping sites too, eHealth CEO Gary Lauer fought long and hard for the right for private companies like his to compete. The government finally said okay. But at this point, many consumers still can't shop on commercial sites, and Lauer says he has no firm date for when they'll be able to.
Well, I hope in the next few weeks, and I've been saying that for the past couple of weeks. You know, we're somewhat dependent on this federal exchange working in a stable fashion.
Telling potential customers they'll have to come back later is a problem for companies like Lauer's and for the White House because of current problems with shopping on government websites. Caroline Pearson with the consulting firm Avalere Health says if the White House is going to reach the goal of getting 7 million Americans signed up for health coverage in the law's first year, it needs e-brokers' help.
I think they're very important. I mean, I think particularly because they've been in the business for a long time. They've really refined an easy shopping experience, and they've got a slick display and strong search functionality that I think is going to be appealing to consumers. So I think they represent a very important partner to the government, assuming that they can get full data from the federal government and get up and running fully sometime soon.
The federal government isn't commenting on why e-brokers aren't able to start selling or when they'll be able to. In the meantime, eHealth's Gary Lauer says his company is offering shoppers who qualify for new subsidies to help them afford insurance rain checks and hoping they'll come back.
We're in communication with the federal government every day, and it's just running and occurring slower than we would like. We just want to get this up and running and available to people who are lower income. I just think it's critically important.
Uncertainty is bad for business, but e-brokers aren't totally dead in the water. They can still sell health policies to people who don't qualify for subsidies. Lauer says his company is still selling plenty of those, and that the healthcare law is substantially boosting traffic to his site. But people with subsidies represent a huge new market, and commercial online brokers still can't offer them the product the federal healthcare law requires.
You know, if we're collectively late by a couple of weeks, I think, sure, it's a glitch, but I think in the big picture scheme of things, it's still, a small bump in the road.
That's Chini Krishnan with the startup company Get Insured. It was hoping to start selling subsidized Obamacare policies online October 1st, too. Krishnan's disappointed his company still isn't able to do that, but as long as the government fixes its website in the next few weeks, he thinks e-brokers will be okay.
The reality is that most folks have until really December 15th to make their final purchase decision. So what we're recommending to most users is that they use this early period to really learn about their options and to not rush to decisions.
Healthcare industry consultant Caroline Pearson agrees that online brokers can probably weather problems for the first few weeks, but says they're understandably nervous about when the bugs might be worked out.
I mean, that's the million-dollar question at this point. We have seen gradual improvements, but at this point, it's really hard to predict when we'll have a smooth shopping experience.
For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney.
This story is part of a collaboration between NPR and Kaiser Health News.